What is truth? Men and women of every culture, every place, throughout human history, have wrestled with that question. What is truth? Beginning with Aristotle and the Greeks and moving through the Middle Ages and the philosophy and teaching of Thomas Aquinas, one of the definitions of truth is that truth is the right connection between a person's knowing and the reality outside the person. The correct connection between what I know inside and what I observe outside. Truth is simple. There's a story told about Dr. Albert Schweitzer, the medical missionary. For the latter part of his life, he spent his time healing the sick in Africa. Men and women came to see him, to garner his wisdom, to seek his insight. And one such person arrived one day to talk to Schweitzer and found him with a group of other people building a road in a village. Schweitzer was in tattered clothes. He was sweaty from head to toe, and he was covered in dirt and dust. And there's no way that this visitor could accept this. He couldn't accept what he was seeing. So he said, "Dr. Schweitzer, how can this be? How is it that you push a wheelbarrow?" And with a twinkle in his eye, Schweitzer said, "First you find a shovel, then you dig the dirt, then you put it into the wheelbarrow, then you grip the handles, and then you push. Very simple, very clear, but unable to be seen and accepted by his visitor." Now, while the truth is simple, the living of the truth is hard. And so very often what we do is we put spin on the truth. We sugarcoat the truth. We try to find a way in which the truth is not only easily spoken, but easily done. There's the woman who went to the doctor and came home and told her husband, "It's not good news at all. The doctor says that I'm very sick. And the doctor says that I need to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. And then after that, I need to go to Aspen, Colorado. And then after that, you need to buy me a fur coat." The husband was very curious about this, and so the next day he went to the doctor. And he said, "What is this disease that my wife has that makes it necessary for her to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and then to Aspen, Colorado, and to have me buy her a fur coat?" And the doctor says, "Well, what I told your wife was, she needs to take hot baths, she needs to get fresh air, and when she's outside, she should keep warm. It's not that she didn't tell the truth, but she certainly put a spin on it." The spin can make the truth easy. What is the truth? I would suggest to you that there are three passages in Scripture that, at least for the follower of Jesus, define the truth. The first passage is the first verse, the first words that occur in the first book of the Scriptures, the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the opening gambit of the truth. All that is belongs to God, and all that is issues forth from God. And that the disciple of Jesus embraces all of reality and sees it as flowing from the hand of God. That the origin of all is God. The second passage from Scripture comes from the third chapter of the Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that those who believe in him might be saved. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The second aspect of the truth for the disciple of Jesus is that this creation of God is loved by God, and that the Son, Jesus of Nazareth, comes for the reconciliation of all things. Absolutely no one is outside the pale of God's mercy and God's goodness. And the third passage from Scripture comes from St. Luke's Gospel. Jesus says to his disciples, "You shall love the Lord God with all your mind and heart and soul and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." This God who is the source of all and who loves all and through his Son seeks to reconcile all invites men and women, invites us, invites disciples to love God, and the test of that is the love of our neighbor. Now, I would suggest to you that you take those three passages from Scripture, those three verses, and they form the truth about which Jesus is. The truth that flows from listening to him. Everyone who listens to me embraces the truth. To speak the truth is simple. To hear the truth can at times be difficult. To do the truth is a challenge. You and I are called to speak it, to have the courage to hear it, and to have the strength to do it.